Locker room chats continue here for week number 8 on 92.1 KMZA. Continue with our first locker room chats. It's our Centralia Boys locker room chat here with head coach Nick Evans of the Centralia Boys. This Panther locker room chat has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agra Enterprise. Well, it's been a pair of wins since last time we talked. Coach actually covered both those games on radio. It was a great two games there for you. I know you took a pretty difficult loss there against the Hanover team, but you bounced back real quickly against Donovan West. A big game, a lot of point spread scoring there for your team. Coach, tell me about these last two games for you and your unit.
We went in that Hanover game, and I know no one really gave us a chance in that game outside of our team. And I know we battled, and, you know, Hanover's a fantastic team, as everybody around here knows. I anticipate that they'll probably be playing the last day of the year, I would assume. They have everything you need on the team, and they're just well-balanced. And so we knew we had our hands full in that game, but we wanted to see, you know, no matter what happens, be competitive and play hard. And I thought we did that. I thought defensively we learned a lot from that game. And it carried over to the Donovan West game. I thought defensively we were pretty good holding a team, Donovan went to 43 or 41, something like one of those. And they could score in bunches. So holding them down to that point total was good for our guys. I thought they played our scheme on defense pretty well. And like you said, the spreading out the scoring, we've talked all year, you're not always going to have Quentin with 20 like he usually does. And to have some other guys step up, it makes other teams have to respect everybody on their team, which is, it's helpful. And we know those guys can do it in practice, but they just haven't done it consistently in games, so then I'm starting to see them do it more consistently, which is nice at this time of year.
We mentioned Quentin Aldifer. He's now over 800 points in his career. He got over the 800 point total against the Hanover Wildcats. Kind of took a slip of a night there against Donovan West, but we kind of mentioned it. You know, everyone got really involved. You had four players in double digits, all who weren't Aldifer, including the scoring being led by Tyler Jones with 14 points. Even had a couple of guys kind of get close, including a nice performance by the sophomore in Becker, having 6 rebounds in the fourth quarter. And then, you know, getting that over 10 rebounds by the end of the game. So, you know, as you're kind of going on to this final month of the season upcoming with Riverside and Frankfort, what are you kind of expecting here from your group of guys to try to finish and collect and get these last couple of games knocked out?
I think our seniors are playing, like Aiden Talley kind of kicked in really noticeably during the TVL tournament, and he's done great ever since. He is just a different mode, different mentality, mindset, and I think Tyler's starting to come along with him. They're just playing really good at the right time. I thought Tyler on defense, it doesn't go unnoticed by me and my assistant that he dug on a lot of basketballs when the ball was in the paint, made it hard for people driving, and those are big plays when, you know, you're playing a tough team like Donovan West and any team in this league. So I was proud of those guys doing that. And like you said, getting contributions from, you know, Brady Becker comes off the bench and does fantastic for us. I mean, he only being a sophomore, we're excited for him. And then Bronx Talley's doing his part. I think he's doing a better job of getting to the paint, and he's got a nice pull up from 15 feet. So he's not just settling for threes all the time. That's what he was kind of doing earlier, and he's getting a little more involved in that part of the game. And then Isaac, he's I think he leads our team in assists. He finds people, real well. I mean, people cut and he sees them quick and they catch his passes and it's a bullet coming in. So I'm just proud of just how they're playing together and spreading it around. I know we got a little stagnant in the fourth quarter last night, but, early in the game, we were running, pushing tempo and I was happy with how they looked.
Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you here for joining us for week number 8 of our coaches' shows.
Yep, no problem.
That was head coach Nick Evans of the Centralia Panthers. Again, this Panthers locker room chat has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agra Enterprise. Upcoming for the Centralia Panthers, it's next Monday against Riverside, and then also next Tuesday against Frankfort.